Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 11, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll discuss why I think it's important for Ukraine and for Europe that Donald Trump does not become the next president of the US. I'll share my insights on how Trump has been undermining democracy and supporting authoritarian leaders around the world. First of all, I think Trump supports Russia more than Ukraine. Trump has a long history of doing business with the Russians, and he's even held private meetings with Putin and other high-ranking Russian officials while sharing highly classified information with them. In addition, Trump withheld a $400 million aid to Ukraine because Zelensky wouldn't help him dig dirt on the Biden family. He also watered down the toughest penalties the US had imposed on Russian entities after Putin annexed Crimea in 2014. Many of Trump's aides in 2016 were connected to Russian officials, and Trump later pardoned five people who were convicted as a result of investigations on the Russian interference in the 2016 US elections, including Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort. But that's not all. Many people connected to Trump have been featured on Vatnik Soup, so I'll just introduce briefly a few of them. Matt Gaetz allegedly prepped Trump for the disastrous Harris debate. He'd been a strong opponent of Ukraine aid. Another alleged assistant for Trump for the debate was Tulsi Gabbard. She's blamed the Democrat warmongers and NATO for the war in Ukraine, and she met with Syria's dictator al-Assad twice in 2017. Tulsi has also signed a paid partnership with X. J.D. Vance is Trump's weird VP candidate, and even Trump seems to dislike him. In April 2022, he stated that I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or the other, and he's also shared literal Russian BS over Zelensky's ministers buying yachts. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been simping for Donald Trump for a long time. In addition, she's supported conspiracy theories like QAnon and Pizzagate, while trying to stall any aid to Ukraine. Lauren Boebert is yet another MAGA Republican who absolutely loves conspiracy theories, including QAnon. Her legislative history is pitiful, and her latest hijink includes groping her date at a All Family show of Beetlejuice. Trump's also been associated with a far-right conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer. Loomer even accompanied Trump to Philadelphia for his debate with Harris. Laura has appeased Russia and blamed Ukrainian neo-Nazis for the war on many occasions. For quite some time, Russell Brand has been turning himself into a joke. Recently, he's toured around the US with Tucker and even found God. His motivation for doing all this is probably so he could make some more money. One of Trump's biggest supporters is of course Tucker Carlson. His connection to the Kremlin is evident, and he even went and conducted the most boring interview ever in Moscow with Mr. Putin. Lately, he's even platformed Hitler apologists. Then there's Vivek Ramaswamy, a Soros-funded businessman who hired a Wikipedia editor to alter his biography. He's called Zelensky a bully, and stated in an interview that our goal should not be for Putin to lose. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a conspiracy theorist who recently endorsed Trump. Kennedy Jr. has often spread disinformation over Ukraine and Russia, and it was evident for a long time that he'd start cheering for the most pro-Kremlin candidate. And then there's of course Elon Musk, who promotes Trump on a daily basis to his almost 200 million followers. A former Ukraine supporter who even provided Starlink to Ukraine, he has lately spewed mostly anti-Ukraine and pro-Kremlin rhetoric. Leon's old PayPal buddy David Sachs is also all in on Trump. The South African venture capitalist has lately shown his true colors by spreading Russian disinformation and propaganda about Ukraine. Then there's Jack Posobiec, a former naval intelligence officer whose security clearance was later suspended due to him promoting the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, and he was transferred to urine duty to watch officers pee in a cup. MAGA Republican Roger Stone has been at it for a long time. His lies have helped Republicans since the Nixon days. Stone has done PR for dictators like Zaire's Mobutu Sisi Seko and Philippines' Ferdinand Marcos. To conclude, even though Harris didn't provide any clear path for Ukraine's victory, Trump would clearly be the more pro-Kremlin and anti-Ukraine candidate of the two. This is also clearly evident when you look at the people he's relying on to run his campaign. My book titled Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation will be published on September 20, 2024. You can now pre-order it from here, comes with extra goodies.